America weekend.
I'm sure going to the state finals is beyond your wildest dreams, so let's just keep it right there. And remember what got you here. Focus on the fundamentals that we've gone over time and time.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As you know, this is our special Oscars Sunday show. So if we're going to have anything related to sports this week, it might as well relate to sports and the movies in some way. So that's what we told Adam Wolski, and Adam Wolski delivered. Let's talk sports. Let's talk movies. It is time for another edition of Sports in Focus.
With the Academy Awards being given out this weekend, I started thinking about my favorite sports movies. So without further ado, honorable mentions to The Hustler, Concussion, Bull Durham, Major League, Slapshot, and Raging Bull. And now here's my top six in reverse order. Number six, Rocky. I give it a slight nod over Raging Bull in the boxing category because it spawned several successful sequels, including the recent Creed, which I also liked. Number five, Pride of the Yankees. This is going to surprise some people, but we are talking about the true Yankees here. Number four, Miracle. I'm a hockey guy, as you all know, and it is the 80 Olympics. By all accounts, Kurt Russell nailed the role of Herb Brooks. Number three, Field of Dreams. James Earl Jones and Burt Lancaster, enough said. Number two, The Natural. Visually stunning, some liberties taken from the novel, but beautifully done. And number one, drumroll, Hoosiers. Even if you don't know what high school basketball means in Indiana, see this film. With Sports in Focus, I'm Adam Wolski. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Adam. Did you see the story that came out of the New York Toy Fair a couple of weeks ago? You know, usually when you think about toys, you think about the latest action figures or even dolls or whatever, and nowadays even a drone, whatever. What about a Nerf gun that'll shoot a ball at 68 miles an hour? Yeah, it was introduced at the Toy Fair a couple of weeks ago, and it'll be under your tree this coming Christmas. Why? Now, when I was a kid, Nerf meant football. You know, the spongy little football, and we'd go out in the street, and we'd practice and pretend to be Terry Bradshaw, and maybe I'm dating myself a little bit, but let's make it more contemporary. Pretending to be, I don't know, Peyton Manning or Andrew Luck or Russell Wilson, whatever. And that was a Nerf situation. But now, Nerf means weaponry. And if you see a picture of this thing, I mean, it looks like an assault weapon, a plastic assault weapon, and it shoots balls at 68 miles an hour. Now, tell me the situation where this is good in any way. It's not going to be where, you know, there's little Johnny outside and he's going to shoot at Mikey, who's standing a block and a half away here. Ha, ha, ha. No, it's going to be point blank range in your backyard. And when Johnny takes out Mikey's eye, Mikey's going to go home and his parents are going to call their attorney and their attorney's going to call you and you're going to have all kinds of trouble because of a toy that you bought for your kid. And this thing, though, it is not cheap. It will be priced at $69.99 when it's released in the fall. So they're going to put it out just in time for the holidays. And let's hope that the good sense of America will win out here and that the thing is going to be off the shelves by the spring. Because who in their right mind is going to buy it for their kids? And is this really marketed at kids or is this marketed at the idiots of your neighborhood? And I wonder what the target audience, and target is a pun, intentionally so, because what parent is going to walk into a store and say, you know what, that's a really good idea. He needs to be able to shoot an object at 68 miles an hour at somebody else. And this is not going to be for target practice. This is going to be a bunch of bored 11-year-olds taking target practice at each other. And it just goes to show you how dumbed down that whole toy industry is. I mean, it's okay if we're desensitized to violence when we're playing these video games, but then to put a Nerf blaster into a kid's hand, 68 miles an hour, and they're, oh, but it's a Nerf ball. It's no big deal, please. Okay, my Nerf ball when I was a kid, that football I was talking about, if I rocketed that at some kid at 68 miles an hour, it would do some damage just like this thing can. These things are marketed without any kind of brains. You got 22-year-old kids now essentially running these companies and deciding what you're going to buy for your kid. And if you're smart, you're going to look at it and you're going to walk by. You got to use your brain sometimes, folks. And speaking of brains, how do you keep your brain healthy and how do you bulk your brain up? I didn't know you could do such a thing. Well, when we have questions about fitness and bulking up anything on your body, there's one person we turn to, and that person is Lisa Ritchie. Time for another Fit in a Minute.
Some forms of exercise may be much more effective than others at bulking up the brain. Scientists compare the neurological impacts of different types of exercise, running, weight training, and high-intensity interval training. The surprising results suggest that going hard may not be the best option for long-term brain health. In studies with animals running wheels or treadmills, has been found to double or even triple the number of new neurons that appear afterward in the animal's hippocampus, a key area of the brain for learning and memory, compared to the brains of animals that remain sedentary. Scientists believe that exercise has similar impacts on the human hippocampus. Researchers speculate that distance running stimulates the release of a particular substance in the brain known as brain-derived neurotrophic factor that is known to regulate neurogenesis. Weight training, while extremely beneficial for muscular health and bone density, has previously been shown to have little effect on brain-derived neurotrophic factor. I'm ACE certified personal trainer Lisa Ritchie, and that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. When Lisa and her dog Bandit moved into a new rental home, the landlord required a $1,000 pet deposit. But within 2 weeks, Bandit was killed by a car. Now there were no pets in the house, so Lisa asked for her deposit back, but the landlord refused. So Lisa had her attorney send a letter stating that since the dog had only lived in the house 12 days, the landlord had no right to keep a pet deposit. So who wins this case? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
When you sign a rental agreement, it states that cleaning, security, and pet deposits are kept until you move out and a thorough inspection takes place. Lisa is out of luck, and that's the final verdict.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The U.S. Senate Committee on Aging wants to allow pills to be electronically outfitted with transmitters, end quote, which would track the patient's compliance and broadcast that information back to government healthcare enforcers who check for compliance and efficacy. This would allow government health operators, for example, to know whether you've taken all your prescribed psychiatric medications. If you veer from the course of pharmaceuticals prescribed by your doctor, healthcare enforcement agents could be dispatched to your door to make sure you start taking your pills.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.